pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the joyous occasion that brings us all together here today. And Lord, we invite Your presence with us and Your blessing upon this event. Lord, we thank You for Manny and for Anna and for their family and friends that are all gathered here. And Lord, I pray that as we proceed with formalizing the joining of two lives into one, we pray that You might be glorified, and we ask, dear God, that You would allow us to see a beautiful picture of the love that You have for us demonstrated here. We invite Your blessing upon this now. We ask Your attendance and Your supervision, and we pray these things in the wonderful name of Jesus and for His glory. Amen. You may be seated. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the presence of God and in the face of this company to join this man and this woman in the holy estate of matrimony. Marriage is an institution ordained of God and is commended of the Apostle Paul. Jesus performed His first miracle while attending a wedding reception and manifested His blessing upon this experience. Marriage is to reflect the image of the love relationship that Jesus Christ has for His bride, the church, which deepens the level of significance of what we are doing here now. Because of the sacredness of this union and what it represents, it is not to be entered into lightly or unadvisedly, but in the fear of God. We have gathered together to celebrate the love between this man and this woman and to bear witness to the covenant that they now make. Who giveth this woman to be married to this man?
Her mother and I did.
Thank you. Anna, you look beautiful. And you look handsome today. I don't want you to read anything into that, but you look good. It's a beautiful day and a wonderful event that brings us together. And Manny and Anna, I have no doubt that it is God that brought you to this altar. And He deserves all of the credit for it. But we thank God for the love that I see in your eyes toward each other, and for your desire to grow old together, to raise Anthony together in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And it has been my privilege to come to know you through times of counseling and to try to be a help in whatever way I can. And it's my privilege to stand here and preside over this ceremony today. As you have joined hands as a testimony to your desire to be joined in marriage, Manny, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife after God's holy ordinance? Will you promise to love her, cherish her, honor and protect her, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her as long as ye both shall live? Anna, will you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband after God's holy ordinance? Will you love him and cherish him, honor and protect him, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him so long as ye both shall live? I want to just take a moment at this point in the ceremony and say that as you are committing yourselves to each other, I believe that, as I mentioned, that it is the Lord that brought you to this place. And through a strange turning of events, we came to know each other. And I'm grateful to the Lord that in His sovereignty, He allowed our paths to cross and that we have been able to forge a friendship together. And one of the things that I have been so pleased to see in you is a desire to know the Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, as your Savior, and then secondly, to try to please Him with your life. And I don't know and cannot speak to past decisions made, but I can tell you this, that was the greatest decision, other than the one you're making here now, the greatest decision that you could have ever made, and that is to take Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, to know that your eternity is secure in Him, and now to before the Lord and in a church setting with a sobriety of heart, choose a life's partner to grow old with and to have a family with. It is a testimony to the grace that the Lord has bestowed upon you and upon your family. I thank God for little Anthony and for what he means to you. And he brings smiles to your faces and laughter to your home. And as you are joined together as family, we acknowledge that Anthony is a big part of that, and that that poses challenges as parents to you. And as a pastor, I commit myself to praying for you and being available to you, not just as a pastor, but as a friend, and one who has little ones too and understands a little bit about the struggles of raising children. But what you are choosing to do today is to honor the Lord in your relationship. You could continue living together, but the reason why you're here today is because you want to do the right thing. And I want you to know that I commend you for that. And I'm so proud of that choice that you have made, as I know your families are proud of you for having made that choice to make right decisions. And to those that are gathered together here today, I want to simply say that Manny and Anna have both professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Not just sins past, but for all sin. And they're trusting Him for their eternal salvation. I want to tell you that the Bible says that when a person does that, they are married to the Lord Jesus Christ in a spiritual sense. And so what's being played out here on the platform today is just an illustration of the Lord being joined to we who receive Him as His bride in a spiritual union. And the Lord knows everything about us. This is one of the beautiful things and aspects that I see about your relationship. We've been together now for a number of years and dated, and you've been able to see each other in good times and in bad. You've been able to see each other's inadequacies and insecurities and each other's shortcomings. And having seen all of that, you've said, I still love you. I still want to spend the rest of my life with you. And God knows all of our insecurities, our shortcomings, our misgivings, our fears, our sins, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And knowing all of it, He said, I love you. And I want to be joined to you forever. And I want you to spend all of eternity in heaven with me. And that's why, as a demonstration of His love for us, He knew that we could never get rid of the sin that was in our life all on our own through our own effort. And so we needed a Savior. And what Jesus did was He came to this earth and He lived a perfect life for us. And He went to the cross of Calvary, and there He died, shed His blood so that our sins could be taken from us. The Bible says He came as the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world, not to keep a ledger of sins against us, but to take them away from us so that we might be His bride, He our groom, and that forever. You know, the first 7 years after we get to heaven, it's called the marriage feast of the Lamb, where we gather together and we celebrate that which has been accomplished spiritually by Jesus Christ when we receive His forgiveness. And to those of you that are here that think this might be some strange type of message, it's not so strange at all. God gave marriage as a beautiful picture of that love that He has for you. And not only today might there be a marriage of two lives being joined to one, recognized by civil government in the sight of God and attested to by everyone here. There may be a spiritual marriage that takes place as well, for all true believers in Jesus Christ are called His bride. And if you've never come to the place where you agreed with what God said about us, and that's that we're sinners, if you have never understood that you couldn't change that through self-effort because we were born that way, but that Jesus loved you so much, knowing everything about you, He chose to die for you anyway. And if you were the only person on planet Earth that needed salvation, He would have come just for you. He loves you that much. And He came and He shed His blood and died so that we may be offered forgiveness for sin and have the opportunity for a home in heaven to celebrate our wedded bliss with Him throughout the endless ages of eternity. And that's the reason why Jesus came, because we could never save ourselves. He loved us so much, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I can remember around Christmas time this year, in a service, it may have even been Christmas Sunday, seeing God working in your life, Manny. You're sitting over here about where James is, and at the end of the service, you got up and you came forward and you said, "Pastor, I need to know for certain that Jesus is my Savior, my sins are forgiven, that I'm on my way to heaven." And that day, you, like Anna had done just a few months before, prayed to receive Christ. You gave Him your forever. Now, in a physical sense, you're giving yourself each to your spouse and saying, "I want to spend the rest of my life with you." But we have this hope also that we'll spend eternity together, that this isn't all there is. There's something to look forward to beyond this, and we rejoice in this. Today, if you're here and you've never understood the joy of having every sin forgiven, if you do not know that there is a home eternally secure for you in heaven, remember that Jesus loves you so much that He died for you to demonstrate His love to you, and He offers heaven as a gift. And if you would simply by faith believe that and say, "God, I want to receive that gift. I want to be forgiven. I want a home with You forever," then He will come and be married to you spiritually and forgive you and secure a home in heaven, that one day when you step from this life, you may be with Him throughout the endless ages of eternity. Now, Manny, God calls you to do something very important, and that is to reflect the love that Jesus has for you to your bride. For the Bible says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ hath loved the church and gave Himself for it." There's something that God calls you to do, Anna, for Manny. And this is really something that is bound up as a need in the heart of every man. He wants to be respected. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:33 that the wife see that she reverence her husband. That's another word for respect. Because what I know about you is that when you respect this man, your love comes right along with it. And so God calls you to give that to Him. And there may be days where you feel like He's not too worthy of my respect at this moment. In those times, do it because God is worthy of your subjection to His will for your life. And say, "God, I don't have it in me, but I'll subject myself to what You want to do through me towards my husband." And when you do that, it will be a beautiful picture of how the Lord gives to us and loves us even when we are undeserving of it. And so, let your love be a beautiful picture to Anthony of how much Jesus loves him. May he see in you and in your relationship true forgiveness, because that is how he will formulate an idea of how God will forgive him, of what he sees of that in you first. I think you look beautiful today. And you're going to say some words here that are more important than just about anything you've said since the day you asked Jesus to save you. And from the depths of your heart, let me urge you to follow the words that you'll commit to each other as if it were before God, because the Bible calls you to do that as unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. What a beautiful day this is. What a great occasion. How much more beautiful it would be if there would be someone here that might be united to Christ in a spiritual wedding and know that their eternity is secure. They could come bearing a gift and go home with the greatest gift they have ever received. And today, I thank you for choosing Christ. I thank you for choosing to do the right thing. And let me encourage you to continue to make wise choices. May we pray together. Heavenly Father, as we continue with this ceremony, we pray that the Lord Jesus Christ would be uplifted. We pray that you would be with Manny and Anna. Bless their marriage, their home. Protect it. Provide for their every need. And this we pray and ask in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Manny, as you look at Anna, would you please repeat after me? I, Manny, take thee, Anna, to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until death do us part, and thereunto, according to God's holy ordinance, I hereby give thee my promise. And as you look into Manny's eyes, would you please repeat after me? I, Anna, take thee, Manny, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until death do us part, and thereunto, according to God's holy ordinance, I hereby give thee my promise. As a token and seal of your covenant, would you now give and receive the marriage rings and rejoin hands? I want to simply say that these rings are typical of the love of God for us. It is a circle. A circle has no beginning and no ending. He's loved us with an everlasting love, but an eternal love. He loved you before He knew you. And His love will never end. And so whenever you put this ring on your finger, remember you're called to love your husband, to love your wife as God loves you with a love that will never end. I want you to know that this is made of precious metal that's been refined in fire. And so it's pure. And out of a purity of heart, God calls you to love one another. Understand that this is a precious jewel that's in this ring. And God calls for us to manifest character qualities and virtues that would shine like a brightly polished diamond to a gainsaying world. And so as you place these rings on each other's fingers, be reminded of the manner in which God has called each of you to love the other. Now, Anna, as you place this ring on Manny's finger, would you please repeat after me, as you place it on his finger, as a pledge and token of the vows between us, with this ring I thee wed, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, Manny, as you place this ring upon Anna's hand, would you repeat after me, as a pledge and token of the vows between us, with this ring I thee wed, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, as these two lives are joined together, we pray that together they might be more effective in honoring You than they could ever be as two individual units. Bless them and protect them. Lord, forge a marriage that would stand the test of time. Bless their family. Lord, be with Anthony. Keep him in health. And Lord, may he look to Mommy and Daddy as shining examples of how he should pattern his life. And may they look to You, the Lord Jesus, as the pattern for their life. Thank You for this day, for these commitments now made. In Jesus' name, amen. I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. They were just northern stars, leading me on my way into Your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road, led me straight to You. Think about the years I spent just passing through. I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to You. You just smile and take my hand. You've been there, You understand. It's all part of this grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where You are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into Your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road and let me stray to You. Now I'm just rolling home into Your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to You. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to You. Let me stray to You. For as much as Manny and Anna have consented together in holy wedlock and have pledged the same by giving and receiving rings and by joining hands, by the authority vested in me, I pronounce that they are husband and wife. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we invoke Your blessing upon this union. Stay it through the years, we pray. And may we assembled here lift these two in prayer throughout the years. and encourage them in every way imaginable. For this we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Manny, you may now kiss your bride. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with a great deal of pleasure that I introduce to you, for the very first time, Manny and Anna Vidal.